You know, sometimes the little guy wins. That was the case this week when the property manager of Boston's Faneuil Hall Marketplace dropped its plans to charge street performers for the right to perform there.
The New York-based management company AAC wanted to charge buskers as much as $2,500 a year, outraging street performers who said fees like that would force them out of Faneuil Hall Marketplace altogether. But late yesterday, the company backed down. Here's General Manager Kristen Keefe.
After careful consideration and a series of good faith discussions, AAC and Faneuil Hall Marketplace Management have decided to forego the implementation of management fees for our street performers. We recognize that the important role that arts and culture play in Boston and that our performers create a lively, entertaining experience for our visitors.
So joining us now is WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz, who you might not know also has a background as a street performer. So, Jack, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this.
My pleasure.
So, street performers, of course, rely on tips. Obviously, there was a lot of concern about these proposed fees. What did you hear from the community of street performers here in Boston?
Well, to put it very simply, the street performers were not pleased. This is not totally unprecedented. There are other places that do charge you for the right to street perform. But nowhere near $2,500. For example, Cambridge, Massachusetts, if you want to street perform in Harvard Square, you have to pay a $40 fee to get a permit. That's essentially just the registration to cut down so you don't have some random schmo off the street just coming down and saying, I'm doing a street performance, so you can have some sort of regulation over what's going on. This is a circumstance where you apply to be a street performer, then you audition to be a street performer, and then maybe, and then you're scheduled and it's still regulated. So this is seemed above and beyond the already lengthy process, not to mention at other primo street performer slots around the country, this is unheard of.
Right. So it would have been really high. And just put that in perspective. And again, we want to be clear, ACC said they were withdrawing this plan. But if a street performer had to pay as much as $2,500 for a permit, what kind of impact would that have on your average street performer's ability to make a living?
Well, it all depends on, you know, what kind of street performer you are and also how much you're street performing. Obviously, street performers rely on tips. So if you're out there 5 days a week, you're going to do better. But for me, I was always a part-time street performer, never full-time. $2,500 could be as much as 2 months worth of work for me.
Yeah, so that would have been quite a big thing. So we heard Kristen Keefe there, general manager of Faneuil Hall Marketplace, saying that the company decided to back down after a series of good faith discussions. What do we know about those discussions?
Well, the discussions, it hasn't been necessarily, you know, men in suits sitting down in a tense negotiation room. It's essentially been, you have a couple of performers who've been there for 10 or 15 years who essentially act on behalf of the street performers, almost like, union representatives. But the discussions aren't over. There are still issues that street performers take issue to. For example, there is one regulating what they can say when they ask for tips. Street performers can ask for up to $5, but any street performer will tell you they need to be able to ask for $10 and $20 tips. Makes a huge difference in the hat.
All right, a few more issues to resolve then. But overall, sounds like a pretty good outcome for the street performers at Faneuil Hall. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, he's a reporter and a sometime street performer. Jack, many thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, my name is Al Miller. I go by the name Alakazam. I'm a street performer. I travel the world doing shows on the street.
Okay, so let's hear from another street performer who's a regular at Faneuil Hall Marketplace and about how this decision affects him. Earlier this week, we spoke to Alakazam about his life as a street performer, about why he loves to perform at Faneuil Hall Marketplace, and why he was so against those proposed fees.
I mean, it takes a lot of shows to make $2,500. I don't want to be out here working 24/7 just so I can pay Faneuil Hall, for something that we don't really need. In Cambridge, the fee is $40, which is absolutely fine. There's a few different cities around the world where it costs you $40, $50 to buy a permit. No worries.
Tell me something about your relationship to Faneuil Hall. I mean, I understand that you perform here, but do you feel a personal connection here?
Yeah, I mean, for two reasons. First reason is Faneuil Hall is world famous for street performers. And, I grew up in Australia in a small town And when I started street performing in Australia, you just hear about places that you can go around the world and street perform. And Faneuil Hall was the place that if you got in here, it meant that you made it. Hmm. It's this area, this spot right here, the West End in front of Quincy Market, is like a sacred spot for street performers. And it's
all over the world. People hear about it.
All over the world, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's world famous. If you're an actor and you're in theaters and whatever, and suddenly you get a Hollywood blockbuster, that's what this is to street performers. So it means a lot to be allowed to perform here because it means you made it, right? That's the first thing. Second thing is I met my wife during one of my shows here at Faneuil Hall.
And was she a volunteer? Did you call her out of the crowd?
No. Actually, I called her friend out of the crowd, and she was with her friend, and I spoke to them after the show. And then a year and a half later, I proposed to her on the same spot where I did my show.
Wow.
So, for those two reasons, Faneuil Hall means a great deal to me.
If you're performing right where we're standing right now in front of Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market, what do you do?
Okay, well, I'll go out here and I'll start talking to the people and I'll get a crowd, circle around me of people. I'll do some contortion tricks. I go through like a tiny squash racket. I do a whole bunch of jokes.
You go through a squash racket, your whole body?
I go through my whole body through a squash racket, yeah. So I do the racket, I juggle with a chainsaw, and then I get a few people out of the audience to help me with my grand finale where I have a 12-foot pole. I go up on top of it, I balance up there, and I juggle with blades and stuff and just get everyone cheering and clapping and laughing and having a good time. And I'm one of those guys that does the big show with the juggling and all that down here at Faneuil Hall.
That's great. So I'm just struck by the idea of you squeezing yourself through a squash racket. Just because I just want to say to the listening audience who can't see you, you're not a small guy. You're taller than me. You must be about 6 feet, 5'11" or something like that.
Yeah, six even.
How do you get through a squash racket?
Well, I'm very flexible, first of all. I'm a contortionist. Yeah. I can dislocate my shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I started with a tennis racket, and then I realized after a little while, I was like, this is quite easy. So I just looked for smaller rackets.
Well, Al Miller, who goes by the name of Alakazam, thank you for talking to us, and good luck.
No worries.
And you can catch Alakazam's act in front of Quincy Market, where he juggles chainsaws and squeezes himself through a squash racket, among other hard to imagine acts. Pretty straightforward stuff, as he says, no worries.
Anthony, a tennis racket was too big, so he moved to a squash racket?
Yeah, he's going to do a ping pong paddle next.
No worries. We just talk on the radio. All of a sudden, I feel like I don't work hard enough.
It's true.
Wow. Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And we are always happy to contort for our listeners.
You just can't see us do it.
You just can't see us do it. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.